With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A place I wish we started over 0-0. We're going to get to it, Sean, because y'all niggas click in the chat they've been asking for it. I can't escape it. Reddit thread, Twitter niggas is hitting me up. They don't want a black man to have peace. The Cincinnati Bengals, speaking of blowouts.
I was going to say, which one? We're going to start there.
Got blown out by the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. Lou, your hometown state.
Cashville.
And they sunned them, too. It wasn't even, I watched that game. They sunned them.
I'm going to start with FIFO because this nigga been always talking shit. Is the Bengals season done already?
Well, I don't know when it's going to get started because it really hasn't. And like I've been saying for the last couple of years, you know, you was on that bandwagon and you fell off. But the honest answer is Zach Taylor's on the hot seat. This does not look like any type of true head coaching job when you have that type of plethora of weapons and you have an honest franchise quarterback that we've seen do a lot with a little. This is just not what it... 3 points, Nick? 3 points!
This is the second time this year, 3 points.
And it's the second time, Nick. I don't want to hear about no injury, no this, no that, because at the end of the day, Joe Burrow played. And he was out there. He said, I'm good enough to go out there. Mm-hmm. And if you're good enough to go out there, you got to be better than 3 points because you're a franchise quarterback. So at the end of the day, obviously Joe Burrow ain't going nowhere. Jamar Chase ain't going nowhere. T. Higgins ain't going nowhere. You know, the running back, you know, he probably out the door. But you know who's out there? Zach Taylor.
I'm going to let y'all talk before I go. Who else want to say something? Sheldon, you got something to say?
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I feel bad for y'all because even T has fractured rib now. So you may miss some games with T. Higgins and that defense them boys are struggling. They are struggling big time. All over the field, that team is making mistakes. And it's not good when Jamar Chase putting out these one-liners, these quotes.
I'm always open.
And you can't give him the ball. It just looks horrible. It's a shit show right now.
I don't feel sorry for them at all.
I don't either.
Why not?
Why do you not feel sorry for him? I don't feel sorry for him either.
They knew Joe Burrow was hurt, and they should have sit his ass down to week 4, week 5, or whatever after the break. I don't know what it was that y'all are trying to prove to the NFL, to prove to the other teams, oh, Joe Burrow's hero, Superman, or whatever it may be. But he should be sitting out to at least week 4 or 5, and Jamar Chase said this way back at the end of training camp. He hurt. He's not well. His average yard per attempt is way down from what it was last year as far as throwing over 10 yards. He's only throwing 4 or 5 yard passes. That's not his game. That's not what he's good for. So he should be on the bench. So when FIFO says, oh, Zach Taylor ain't doing his job, I agree with that 100%. Somebody should have made the evaluation that Joe Burrow need to be on the bench until he gets healthy. If that ain't this season, then they need to figure out what they're going to do from there. But he needed to be sitting the first 3, 4, 5 weeks of the season. That's easy.
I didn't get a chance to watch this game or the recap.
He didn't miss nothing.
He didn't miss
anything. Shit.
Well,
outside of the first drive, you didn't miss nothing.
He missed shit.
So, Burrow looked terrible.
Terrible. Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
He can't throw past 10 yards. You can see how limited he is based off the injury.
They have a game plan in place, Ken, for him. Terrible. Ken, that's the game plan was for him to throw under 10 yards on his passes. Mm. Like, everything was short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the offense they got to run.
It's crazy.
Well, that's the offense they've been running. I won't say got it.
They have to.
You can't get blown out by the Titans. So I was like, something has to have been going on. So is it offense? What is limiting them from being able to do what they need to do? And yeah, that's why I was like, I didn't get a chance to watch. So I just, when I saw the score, I was like, what the hell is going on? So I can't even really comment. It's just not good. The only thing I know that's different from last season is the injury. That's it.
Jake that, Browning or AJ McCarron need to be playing.
So if he don't need to be, he need to sit down. Then he needs
well,
to sit
I
down.
Mean, yeah. I said this when Jamar said it. Like, I agree with him. I wanted Burrow to sit just because I'm thinking about the future. And we have a decently early bye week in the season to where if he would have sat out for, like, the first 5-6 games, we could have seen the second half and seen him a little bit more better. But based off of, you know, you just paid a nigga, he's the highest paid NFL player in NFL history right now, currently, until somebody else get paid. So, and he feels good. And, you know, Joe Burrow, based on how his personality is, he going to play no matter what. So they're going to throw him out there. I don't like the offensive play calling at all. I think it's very limited, even though he is a limited QB based off the fact that he literally can't move based on what I'm seeing. I still wish it was a little bit more creative. I wish our offensive line had a little bit more cohesiveness. I think we should fire the offensive line coach based on these last three seasons.
Fire the coach.
I don't think the coach is on a hot seat still just because if he's on a hot seat.
He has to be.
I'll let y'all talk. If he's on a hot seat, then Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin are on a hot seat. If anything, Mike Tomlin is definitely on a hot seat. But we'll get to that. I'll let y'all talk.
But just
y'all
talk about y'all... one team. Huh? Why are you bringing other teams
because,
into this?
Okay, FIFA, in the last 2 years, Zach Taylor has accomplished more than Mike Tomlin in the last 10. Can you disagree with that?
Does Zach Taylor have a Super Bowl?
I said in the last 10.
Does he have a Super Bowl?
He does not.
All right, okay. so then
I'm just
him
saying,
and Tomlin are two completely
but
different
but what is the NFL? What have you done for me lately, League, right?
But you know
when
what?
Mike Shanahan...
And this is why you can't even compare that.
How's that?
Because in the last 60 years, the Pittsburgh Steelers have had three coaches. How many have
gone 60 years now?
60 years.
Mike Tomlin, we got to go back 60. You talking about Jim Crow era, nigga?
Nigga, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. Is that a well-run organization?
They're well-run?
Yes.
How many points did they put up last week, FIFA, against the Houston Texans?
How many points did they put up? They are still in a rebuild.
You didn't answer my question.
And they had more wins last year than losses. Ever since Mike Tomlin has been there, they have won more than they lost.
How many points did they put up last week, FIFA?
I think Mike Tomlin's not on the hot seat, bro.
Listen. They put up six points.
Mike Tomlin's not on the hot seat, bro.
Here's the difference.
They put up more than the Bengals last week.
When Joe Burrow comes to Mike Tomlin or Bill Belichick and says, I want to play even though I'm injured, they saying no. Zach Taylor don't have that luxury.
Mike Tomlin don't have that luxury.
Mike Tomlin let Ben Roethlisberger play when he was a shell.
And they won.
They lost.
No, they lost.
They went 14-0
that was
one season.
His goodbye tour.
No, they were they kept.
Ken, how many points
after that year when they thought they?
How many points did the Steelers have more than the Bengals last week?
Just three.
Okay,
it wasn't a lot.
All right, so less than a touchdown.
The point is the
saying.
Reason that those guys aren't in the same conversation with Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor don't even have the resume to be like, hey, Joe Burrow, you got to sit down. You got to sit down.
No, listen,
I don't think you're good enough
listen,
right
Lou,
now.
You
listen.
Can't compare the three coaches.
Listen, Lou. Everybody, listen. Thank you. There's two things that can be true. I agree with them and everything y'all said. But I disagree with Zach Taylor being on the hot seat.
How long has Zach Taylor been there? How long has he been there?
He's been there since at least 2018, 2019.
I don't think he's on the hot seat yet.
Yeah, he can't be. He just came off an AFC title.
The only problem I have with Zach Taylor is the fact that they start every year 0-2.
The play call is.
They start
the
0-2
fact that they
year.
Always start in the hole and have overcome doesn't it gets tiresome after a point because it's like at that point it's just coaching. It's not just, there's injury that has been playing a part of it. So that's why there's some excuse. But at the same time, if you're a good coach, you should coach over that.
Right.
So that's why I do agree, and I haven't been the biggest fan of Zach Taylor, but since he's got us to the Super Bowl and to back-to-back AFC title games, it's hard to really complain about him.
Right.
But at this point, when we're 1-3, and if we don't win these next two games, I don't see the season going anywhere.
Then you
so we have to go to we have to be 3-3 going into the bye, otherwise the season's lost.
He has a built-in excuse. Go ahead,
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was it.
But the other part to that is we don't know if it's Zach Taylor's decision or not to play his quarterback. It could be an upstairs decision.
My point to why he shouldn't be compared to Tomlin and Belichick is that wouldn't be an upstairs decision. It would be their decision.
I think all three coaches are different, and all three have different situations going on with their team. The Cincinnati Bengals have more talent than the
Patriots
and the Steelers, and they're in different modes. You know, the Bengals are in Super Bowl or bust mode. You know, the Patriots are clearly rebuilding. I don't know what the hell they're doing. And so are the Steelers. So I think they're in different situations. I think that Zach Taylor is not on the hot seat because Burrow's injury is gonna he got an excuse. It's gonna save him. Mm-hmm. Now, if Burrow was healthy and they were doing this, then you know, I think because of his past accomplishments, I don't think he would be on the hot seat. Yeah. Because you did get to the Super Bowl, you did get to the the AFC Championship last year. Yeah. Like, you've done shit. Yeah. You know, so one bad season, you're not gonna get on the hot seat that fast.
Moving on. Because we got to keep up with time. Yeah,
of course, you want to move on quick.
When we get to the Super Chat show, we can bring all this shit back up because, of course, they're going to say something. They always do. Punk ass motherfucker. The Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans blew out their opponents this past Sunday, which leads me to this question since we were talking about coaches.
Why are you looping us in with the Texans?
Texas connection. What are you talking about? Ken, which coach is on a hot seat more between Bill Belichick and Mike Tomlin?
I think Bill. I think that organization are used to winning Super Bowls way more than the Steelers.
Because they won way more than the Steelers.
Right, exactly. But that's the point. So if you've done that, then you have your expectations are different. So when you see the one guy that they love that brought all of those Super Bowls to them, and he's gone and he lucked into a Super Bowl with the Bucks, you know, then you're looking at Bill and saying maybe it wasn't all you. We know, or at least I feel, that it was definitely just a perfect marriage between the two. You needed both to accomplish stuff, and that's what you got. And but I think that with the Raiders roster look, I think you've had criticism of Bill before Brady left, and they were falling out of favor with him. Then I think Bill is definitely on the hot seat more than Tomlin.
What you said? I agree with that somewhat. I still don't think either one of them on the hot seat, though. I still think they can kind of write their own ticket. They will come up with a plan.
With these fan bases, these are some of the biggest fan bases of the last 20 years. They ask for excellence. And you saying that neither one of them will be on it?
I just don't. I think that their resume speaks for themselves. A lot of their problems, a lot of people would look at their problems and say, we need to figure this a solution out. But they're not going to look at them and say, you're the problem. They're going to look at it and say, what can we do to change this? Like, they're going to blame the quarterback, Mac Jones. They're going to blame the quarterback, Pickett. But they're not going to say, it's the leadership of Mike Tomlin. It's the leadership of Bill Belichick. We talked about Bill Belichick a couple weeks ago, how he's a great schematic guy, and if he has the time, he's going to prepare his team and have them ready to play. Now, that was an embarrassing loss, but still.
That's an understatement.
Worst loss of his career.
It was.
Worst loss of his career.
But they're not looking. They're still saying it like, you know, they're going to pass the buck because his resume is so
But he's known big. But he's a defensive coordinator, he's, bro.
Right.
Losing to Philly 25 to what was it? What was the score? 25-20 or something like that? Yeah. That's reasonable. Like, that's like, all right, that's basically offense could have made that difference.
Right. But
38-3?
Right. But like we talked about with the Chiefs game, sometimes you're going to round out, you're going to throw out one of those bad ones and get on to the next. Now, if he lose a couple more games like that, then we can have a conversation. But right now, you can't, it's a little early to be putting him on the hot seat. Because I don't think you can let that guy go.